So the Department of Homeland Security has been, you could say, relatively busy over the last little while. Let's go through the most recent top-line developments, starting with this one right here. It was a warning that Homeland Security issued to three states: California, New York, and Illinois. Now, as you likely already know, those three states are sanctuary states, meaning that the local governments there, they refuse to work with the feds, specifically ICE, to deport illegal aliens. So this winds up creating a dangerous situation for the ICE agents on the ground, because as just one example, if you have an illegal alien criminal who's arrested in one of those three states for committing a crime, the state police does not inform ICE about it. Instead, they let the illegal alien walk free if they post bail or if they serve their sentence, and then the ICE agents, they have to go out into the field to find the criminals themselves, which is, as you can imagine, both dangerous as well as time-consuming. And so, to try and mitigate the situation, or to at least try to clarify the situation, on September 10th of this year, the Department of Homeland Security sent this letter right here to the attorneys general of those three states, California, New York, and Illinois. And the letter simply asked for clarification on, quote, whether those states would notify ICE when illegal immigrants are set to be released from jail or prison so that they can be transferred into the agency's custody. Now, as a response, the attorneys general of New York and Illinois, they responded to that letter by saying that they will not be complying, and California simply did not issue a response at all. And so 10 days later, which was September 20th, the Department of Homeland Security followed up with those three states by issuing the warning that I alluded to at the top of the episode. You can see that warning on your screen right now. In that notice, there were several points of note. The first was that it included 17 concrete examples of illegal alien criminals who were released from either state jail or state prison and sent back into the community rather than being handed over to ICE. And the list includes, you can say, some unsavory characters, such as an illegal alien from Vietnam who failed to register as a sex offender, who drove with a suspended license as well as a hit and run. You had an illegal alien from Mexico with a criminal history of rape, another illegal alien from Mexico with a criminal history of domestic abuse. You had an illegal alien from Iraq with convictions for felony assault, as well as assault with a deadly weapon with an intention to kill. You had an illegal alien from Venezuela, who happened to be a Tren de Aragua gang member, with a criminal history of aggravated use of a weapon, sexual assault, domestic battery, and kidnapping, and so on and so forth. There are a lot of concrete examples of, again, criminals who were physically in state custody, but then they were released back into society, American society, rather than handed over to ICE to be deported. Now, an official with the Homeland Security Department, alongside this notice, she issued a statement regarding this whole situation by saying the following, quote, "These dangerous sanctuary policies, often combined with cashless bail for serious crimes, allow criminal illegal aliens to be released back into American communities, threatening the American people's lives and well-being. ICE detainers ask for something very simple, to notify ICE when criminal illegal aliens are released from jail or prison to ensure that they go into ICE custody before they are released back into our streets. These sanctuary state politicians should do the right thing and side with law-abiding Americans over criminal illegal aliens." The warning then went on to say that it would of course be better if the states were cooperating, but even if they don't, ICE will still do what it needs to do in those states, which, by the way, is exactly what's happening. For instance, in Chicago, Illinois, one of those three states, ICE conducted a series of raids as a part of what they refer to as Operation Midway Blitz. Quote, "Immigration authorities have arrested nearly 550 people in the Chicago area in less than 2 weeks as a part of Operation Midway Blitz, a major crackdown that officials from the Department of Homeland Security describe as targeting dangerous criminals shielded by Illinois' sanctuary policies." Now, a Homeland Security Department spokeswoman told us here at the Epoch Times via email that Operation Midway Blitz, it was specifically targeting what she referred to as some of the worst, most dangerous criminal illegal aliens in Chicago. However, that aside, the political leadership in Illinois was not thrilled with Operation Midway Blitz. Specifically, you had Illinois Governor J.D. Pritzker say the following, quote, "This isn't about fighting crime. That requires support and coordination, yet we've experienced nothing like that over the past several weeks. Instead of taking steps to work with us on public safety, the Trump administration is focused on scaring Illinoisans." Likewise, you had the mayor of Chicago, Mr. Brandon Johnson. He called ICE basically a secret police force that is terrorizing his community. Take a listen.
"The other things and all the other cuts pay is for a massive increase in the masked secret police that are terrorizing our communities. ICE. ICE will now have a larger budget than all but 15 of the world's militaries. It's a four-year total. Its four-year total is more than every military except for the United States and China. This is a direct assault on the civil liberties of all Americans and will fundamentally undermine our rights.
And that sentiment from the mayor of Chicago, as well as from the governor of Illinois, it was actually echoed by demonstrators in Chicago on the streets who were protesting these ICE agents by, among other things, assaulting officers, slashing tires, and blocking the facility entrances. And of course, I should mention, it's not just Chicago. ICE is experiencing pushback and attacks across the whole country. In fact, in Dallas, just earlier this week, you had a very serious incident. You had a sniper fire off rounds indiscriminately into an ICE field office, hitting three people, two of whom were killed and the other critically injured. But the tragic irony to this is that even though this was an anti-ICE attack, evidenced by the messages that were written on the shell casings, which I guess is a thing that every shooter does now, the people that the shooter wound up hitting were the detainees. He was against ICE, but he wound up shooting three of the people that ICE had rounded up before then turning the gun on himself. The police actually eventually found that sniper dead on the rooftop from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Although it is worth noting that the dangers that ICE faces, they might actually unfortunately increase in the near future, especially for the agents operating out in the state of California. That's because just earlier this week, you had the governor of California sign a new bill into law which bans federal agents, such as ICE agents, from being able to wear face masks. Quote, California Governor Gavin Newsom on Saturday signed a bill that would prohibit most law enforcement officers, including federal agents, from wearing masks during official operations in the state. During the bill signing event, Governor Newsom said that the state was, quote, pushing back against the authoritarian tendencies in action in this administration, adding that the impact of these policies all across the city, our state, and our nation are terrifying. It's like a dystopian sci-fi movie. Unmarked cars, people in masks, people quite literally disappearing, no due process, no rights in a democracy where we have rights. The California law bars local and federal officers, including ICE agents, from wearing neck gaiters, ski masks, and other facial coverings. State police are exempted from the law entirely. Now, I will mention that it's not even clear whether the state of California can even actually enforce such a provision against federal agents, but you can at the very see where the direction in that state is going. But despite all that, ICE really seems to only be ramping up. According to the most recent numbers, quote, despite that resistance from sanctuary politicians across the country, DHS has so far arrested more than 400,000 illegal aliens, 70% of whom arrested by ICE have criminal charges or convictions. And I will mention that this really does only seem to be the beginning. With the passage of the Big Beautiful Bill Act of 2025, ICE was allocated $45 billion additional dollars over the next several years to expand their detention facilities, and then another $29.9 billion per year for the actual enforcement and deportation operations. Those numbers are massive. Just for some perspective, it's not a perfect comparison, but it does give you a bit of a context. If you look at ICE's budget over the next several years compared to the military budgets of different countries, ICE would be the 16th largest force in the world, ahead of Italy and just behind Canada. Now that's wild. And along with the increase in funds comes a huge influx in new recruits. Currently, ICE has somewhere around 20,000 employees spread across 400 offices. However, their goal is to deport 1 million people per year, and so ICE is looking to really beef up that staff. And to that end, they launched a recruitment campaign that they called Defend the Homeland, offering a fairly long list of incentives for people to actually join the agency, quote, including a signing bonus of up to $50,000, enhanced retirement benefits, and student loan repayment and forgiveness options. And indeed, the campaign appears to be effective because in just a span of about 2 months, 150,000 applications were submitted for people looking for a job with ICE. And thus far, the agency has extended 18,000 tentative job offers. Which again, just to put it into context, that would already be double the number of employees that they currently have. And that doubling only took roughly 2 months since the start of that Defend the Homeland recruitment campaign. And so what this all means in practice is that despite the lack of cooperation from certain states, and then even from the real world danger of rioters and assassins, The agency is expanding by triple digits, with the aim being to deport at least a million people per year soon. Again, as of right now, they claim to have deported 400,000 people already, but you can also add to that the number of illegal aliens who, seeing the situation, just decided to self-deport themselves. And according to Trump's border czar, Mr. Tom Homan, well, that number is huge. Approximately 1.6 million people did that. Take a listen.
We have over 400,000 deportations between CBP and ICE, and that's just since the president took office. The first 4 months of the fiscal year, we can't count them because Joe Biden wasn't doing anything. But here's what people need to understand. Two things. Number one, over 1.5 million illegal aliens, close to 1.6 illegal aliens already left the country on their own. Why? Because they see what ICE is doing out there every day. One of the reasons we have the most secure border in the history of this nation is because the great work of the men and women of the Border Patrol, the great work of President Trump and his leadership, but also because ICE is out there, over 1,000 teams all across the country arresting people. So a lot of people have left, a lot of people aren't coming, which helps to secure that border. And that was a part of the strategy from the beginning. We said if we show consequences, we show them we're actually out there looking for them, many will leave. So we knew a large population would leave, and over 1.5 million have. But what's to come? ICE is getting 10,000 more agents. Right now they got 5,000 deportation officers. We're tripling the size of the workforce. We're adding more detention beds. We're adding more flights and more transportation. So the numbers are going to explode here this next coming year.
And so based on those numbers, you combine 1.6 million self-deporters with 400,000 arrests by ICE. And thus far, at least according to the official government numbers, around 2 million illegal aliens have left the country, with likely many more following suit in the next several years. If you'd like to go deeper into anything that we discussed in today's episode, I will throw all the research links down into the description box below, which I should mention is that same description box right below those like and subscribe buttons, both of which I hope you take a quick moment to smash. And now, I didn't quite know how to end this episode, and so this is the way I think I'll do it. Trump recently gave a speech at the UN where he laid out sort of the philosophy behind the deportations and the whole idea of a sovereign nation state that should have a secure border, and the border being violated as it has, as he claims, it's only natural that there is a strong pushback to get the people who violated that border out of the country. I think it's a good way to end the segment because it sort of gives you an idea of the philosophical underpinnings of what's happening with ICE from the man who's literally at the very end of it, in charge of the whole operation. So take a listen. This was Trump just earlier this week speaking at the UN General Assembly.
First term, on our southern border, we have successfully repelled a colossal invasion. And for the last 4 months, and that's 4 months in a row, the number of illegal aliens admitted and entering our country has been zero. Hard to believe, because if you look back just a year ago, it was millions and millions of people pouring in from all over the world, from prisons, from mental institutions, drug dealers. All over the world they came. They just poured into our country with the ridiculous open border policy of the Biden administration. Our message is very simple. If you come illegally into the United States, you're going to jail, or you're going back to where you came from, or perhaps even further than that. You know what that means. I want to thank the country of El Salvador for the successful and professional job they've done in receiving and jailing so many criminals that entered our country. And it was under the previous administration that the number became record-setting, and they're all being taken out. We have no choice. And other countries have no choice because other countries are in the exact same situation with immigration. It's destroying your country, and you have to do something about it.
And so there you have it. If you enjoyed the episode, again, smash that like button, smash that subscribe button. And if you haven't already, please do check out my other YouTube channel. We recently launched it only about a month ago. It's called Prime Time. It'll also be linked down in the description box below. It's growing, not as fast as I would like, but it's growing slowly but steady. Check it out. Hope you like the content on there as well. I publish actually more videos on there now per week than I do on this channel. So if you want more Roman, you can check it out over there. The link will again be down in the description box below. And then until next time, I'm your host, Roman from the Epoch Times. Stay informed. Most importantly, stay free.